This is the smell of the leftover tuna fish sandwich you left in your lunchbox over the weekend in a Wimpy trash bag.
Wimpy, Wimpy, Wimpy!
Blech! And this is the smell of that same sandwich in a Hefty Ultra Strong trash bag.
Hefty, Hefty, Hefty!
Ah, smell the difference? Hefty Ultra Strong has Arm & Hammer with continuous odor control, so no matter what's inside your trash, you can stay one step ahead of stinky. And for bigger jobs, try the superior strength of Hefty Large Black Bags.
Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
All right, we're back. And Dan in Northfield pledges 100 in the blessed memory of Peggy. And Zoe in Frisco pledges 50. And Marilise in Michigan pledges 50. Thank you, thank you. And
yeah, we haven't heard from San Francisco for a while, have we?
I think we had like one this week or two. Okay.
True.
Okay, we're going to listen now. Now we've got the right clip, and so we're going to hear from Lauren Boebert. And she is introducing legislation to impeach Joe Biden. And I hope this is the right one this time, so let's take it away.
Boebert.
The gentlewoman is recognized for 6 minutes.
Mr. Speaker, I rise today in support of my impeachment bill that will hold Joe Biden accountable for the dereliction of one of his most basic duties and allowing an invasion to take place across our southern border that has compromised the safety and security of the American people. With the passage of House Resolution 529 today, the House is taking historic action. For the first time in 24 years, a House Republican-led majority is moving forward with impeachment proceedings against a current president. This bill allows impeachment proceedings to proceed through the traditional institutional channels by building a body of evidence at the committee level through the committees on Homeland Security and the Judiciary, reporting out impeachment based on the evidence, and then the House adopting a resolution so that when a trial occurs, in the Senate, there is an existing evidentiary record to rely upon when holding President Joe Biden accountable. Since his first day in office, President Biden has trampled on the Constitution through his dereliction of duty under Article 2 to take care that the laws be faithfully executed. Instead of enforcing our immigration laws, he has lawlessly ignored them and released more than 2 million illegal aliens into the interior of the United States without any enforcement mechanism to ensure that they appear in immigration court. His actions and open borders agenda demonstrate that he has no intention of enforcing our current immigration and border security statutes on the books. Rather, he is deliberately making a mockery of the rule of law by ignoring congressionally enacted statutes. Joe Biden is threatening our constitutional republic's sacred separation of powers. The National Border Patrol Union even noted that the leadership of the Biden administration are, quote, straight-up liars. They even said, quote, we'd say they should be ashamed, but that implies they have a conscience. And this is the most corrupt administration in U.S. history, end quote. Joe Biden's lawless disregard for our federal laws have incentivized more than 5.5 illegal aliens to attempt to cross the border, overwhelming Border Patrol and allowing an invasion to take place that is causing real harm to the American people. The Biden border crisis and massive wave of illegal immigration has fueled a record-breaking fentanyl crisis. Since President Biden has taken office, over 100,000 Americans have died from fentanyl, including 1,800 Coloradans. Under his failed leadership, Border Patrol agents have encountered over 42,000 pounds of fentanyl at the southern border, and that's just what they have encountered. In addition to smuggling fentanyl, the National Border Patrol Union has noted that, quote, the billions of dollars that Biden's policies make for them, end quote, support a criminal enterprise of, quote, rape, murder, torture, child sex trafficking, and kidnapping, end quote. That is enough fentanyl to kill every American 28 times over. Innocent children are dying from fentanyl overdoses, and the devastation this deadly drug is causing to families and communities cannot be overstated. President Biden's decision to cede operational control of the southern border to criminal cartels have endangered our national security. In just the first few months of fiscal year 2023, Border Patrol has already caught 125 people on the terrorist watch list trying to sneak into our country. President Biden's lawlessness is threatening the very fabric of our constitutional system. Under the founders' carefully crafted plan, Congress has the legislative power to pass the laws, and the president has the executive power to enforce the laws. The president does not have the power to arbitrarily overturn laws or refuse to enforce the ones he philosophically opposes. Rather, he is under a strict duty to take care that the laws of the United States are enforced. If a law is to be modified or overturned, only Congress has such power, not a rogue president taking unconstitutional unilateral action. By nullifying our immigration and border security laws through a systematic lack of enforcement, President Biden has not only threatened the lives of countless Americans with the fentanyl crisis and increased crime, he has threatened the very foundation of our separation of powers. When a president tramples on the Constitution and ignores the laws on the books, it is Congress's solemn duty to restore our constitutional balance through articles of impeachment. Congress's power of impeachment was meant as the ultimate check and balance of the president. The founders hardwired this important accountability mechanism into our Constitution for such a time as this, to stand with the forgotten men and women across America who are suffering from Biden's record-breaking fentanyl crisis, to take action to secure the border and to protect our constitutional separation of powers. Every member should vote to hold President Joe Biden accountable.
Alrighty. You know, I agree with every word she said. And, you know, Joe, they could do that. Now, McCarthy says, look, give me a little time to get everybody behind it, to get everyone in line here, and then we'll go ahead and impeach him. But here's the thing, Joe. The problem we have is the treacherous rhinos.
Exactly.
The raunchy rhinos, those that would betray, there's nothing more disgusting than a rhino out there today. And we have them, unfortunately, in our Congress. And we got to weed those rhinos out. It's not going to be easy. We got a job ahead of us, but
big job. We got a clean house before we can work on the nation.
All righty. All right, Randy in California pledges 25. Folks, again, 888-281. We only have what's left. We have 40 minutes of tonight and 2 hours, actually about an hour and 40 minutes for tomorrow. So that's all we have left to raise enough money for the entire next month. All righty, 888-281-1110. And right now we are, let me see where we're at. We are at 4,400. We need 4,400 short of our goal. So that's what we need, 4,400. We've got approximately 40 minutes to get that, Joe. So,
well, we're just hoping that we know from years of experience and from knowledge of radio, only a very small percent of listeners ever donate. And if we only had just a fraction of you out there, 5-10% of the people that hear the show would send it even a few dollars, we would not have to do fundraisers. And so I'm just asking you all to prayerfully consider just stepping up. And I know they keep telling you the only thing free in America is radio, but we aren't, you know, throwing all kinds of commercials and trying to find sponsors that would be brave enough to put us on the air, because I'm sure most of it would be frightened off very quickly. So we're counting on the listeners themselves and to, you know, so prayerfully consider doing something you haven't done before. Step up to the plate, become a sponsor, a partner on the radio ministry.
You know, Joe, you're right. Every now and then I'll get a letter. There'll be a donation in there, and the people will actually say, I'm ashamed I haven't donated more before now. They'll actually say that. And from now on, we're going to continue. And Joe, just like all at one time, we had like 46 new people applying for the newsletter all at one time, 46 new people asking for the newsletter. Folks, the newsletter is free. It doesn't cost you anything. And we will send you out. You hear this, the things that we cover here. We will send you out articles, and you will be apprised and aware of things that the fake news media does not want you to know, that the deep state does not want you to know. But we're going to be the watchman on the wall and get you that information. So if you don't get the newsletter, you really should. And if you're on the Internet, you can just go up to our website, wrwl.org, and you can apply there. Or you can email us at wrwlministries@gmail.com, or you can just drop us a letter. And that's the best way. Drop us a letter with your address, your correct address on there, and, you know, very clear, and it doesn't cost you anything. We'll get that very informative newsletter to you. Joe, one of the things, Satanic Temple now. Remember, Joe, I've said more and more, the Satanist Party is now the unofficial official party of the Democratic Party. More and more Democrats are supporting Satanism or claiming Satanism. The Satanic Temple is planning to host a Let Us Burn concert series at multiple state capitals in protest of Christian musician Sean Fouts' ongoing Let Us Worship tour. The organization has taken issue with Fouts being permitted to perform in several state capitol buildings and demanding their brand, Satanic Planet, be allowed to perform there as well. And of course, the Democrats are going to support that. Satanism is their god, okay? And so, there you go.
Well, I'm going to add a I told you so. We've been, for years, explaining this whole, I called it way back many, many years ago, there was going to be a homosexual movement. And that movement was to start taking homosexuality as being a mental illness and making it acceptable and normal and natural. And that has been done, and of course the progression has continued, and we've been warning with each step of progression, the sin gets worse, the evil gets worse. And I have a story, just kind of a I told you so. Four children between 5 and 10 were taken into care after being found at a drag party with a dead trans woman's body on the floor and drugs and sex toys scattered through the hoarder home. Yes, this happened right there in Boston. Yep. These children, the first responders found them hidden in this Boston apartment, and with a dead body, and there were six adults who appeared to be men dressed as women. They were uncooperative with rescuers. They denied that there were any children in the home. They said when they were in there, the place was totally filthy. There was a horrible stench of urine, etc., all throughout the air, and they were hidden by a man wearing a wig. And they were trying to hide the children so that the rescuers, the police, and the paramedics could not find these terribly, terribly frightened children. This is the kind of thing. There are more stories like this, but they don't get printed. You don't hear about them. The media will not report them. They don't want to go against the narrative. And to go along with that, there were a group of abandoned migrant children who were being smuggled in all by themselves, unaccompanied minor children, and they were rescued in the desert. It was 115 degrees. The children were running out of water, having heat problems. They were rescued by the people from the Texas Department of Public Safety, and they were trying to help. They don't think any of the children will suffer permanent harm, and they believe that they were being smuggled in for the sex trade.
Well, we've been
warning you about, telling you about, it happened.
Joe, we were telling people about how, again, Joe Biden had the charge to keep the southern border open.
Yeah.
And he has done that. And you know, it's an amazing thing that people don't quite understand. I mean, a lot of them still don't. And I'm talking about some of the Republican politicians, you know, that one of the reasons he's keeping that border open is to keep a steady flow of young children provided to the pedophiles in this country. People just don't get it. We've known it. We've told you from the very beginning.
It's true, Pastor. I've got a person that I know quite well, is sort of related to me. Oh, that kind of stuff, you're just exaggerating. It can't be true. This kind of thing just
can't. It could never happen in America, right?
Right. It just can't happen here. You're exaggerating. I just don't believe it. Well, you know, the Border Patrol says it's happening. There are several groups that spend a lot of time and money, and they rescue these children. I mean, we've got story after story of rescue attempts and people trying to buy these children out of slavery, bring the police to rescue them. I mean, this has been going on for a lot of years, and just because you don't hear it on your local news does not mean it's not true.
All right, B&B in Cleveland pledges 400. Thank you. And L in Cleveland pledges 20. Thank you. Folks, again, 888-281. We're running out of time. We're about 35 minutes. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. Give me shelter. Joe, a massive number of Americans have no faith at all in Biden to cope with a doomsday. Here, preparing activity surges, foraging, first aid, and hunting skills popular. Okay, so in other words, people are getting ready for what they believe to be a tremendous doomsday coming, America. And I can see, understand why. I've told you before.
Look what they're doing to the farmers. They're trying to cut out the nitrogen fertilizer. They're cutting off water to different farms in California. They're claiming different areas that can't be farmed or used because it's part of the watershed. He's trying to bring back this Navigable Rivers Act and make mud puddles and wetlands a navigable river and causing all kinds of problems for farmers, ranchers. Finding using the Environmental Protection Endangered Species. They're doing everything they can to keep people from raising cattle to farming to having a sheep ranch, raising hogs. And one of these days when there's no bacon for sale, there's no hamburger, there's no steak except lab-grown beef, meat of some kind, then maybe people wake up. But
I've been going in, like I said, I've been recently... the last several times I've been to the salvage stores out there, people are panic buying. It's not normal buying. I mean, they're filling their carts, overflowing. Some people with more than one cart. They're really stocking up. So here, according to a polling from Biden, Bonus Finder showed 71.2% of all respondents have absolutely no faith at all. No, now this crosses lines. These are even Democrats too, and so of all respondents have no faith at all in the government in an event of a national emergency. They have no faith at all in the government. And look at what...
They can't handle the economy. They can't handle our foreign relations. They can't handle our national defense. They can't control inflation. I mean, what would make you think they could handle a real big emergency? They can't handle little things.
Not at all. And here, here now, white supremacy in full effect. As Biden regime plans to bankrupt Navajo nations by revoking their rights to leased land and drive them all into poverty. Here is an article by S.D. Wells. America was bombarded with fake news for all the years Trump was in office that he was a white supremacist. All of us are white supremacists here.
Right.
Who hates all people of color. And it just isn't true. Well, I guess it's not true. A lot of the folks we work with here, we're black and white, right? Now, we don't really see these colors. We see the true colors.
Christian. We're all children of God. God is our Father. We have the same Father.
We see a bunch of race baiters, don't we? A whole lot of race baiters.
People who hate, and they bring up the first thing they do to create hate is divide people, and the easiest thing is divide them by race. They've tried already divide by sex, by age, by wealth. I mean,
now we see the true colors coming out with a new fake president, Sleepy Joe Biden and his elitist regime, where people of color are being systematically wiped off the face of the earth unless they are gay. Which means sodomite, unless they were a sodomite.
Right. Then they're okay.
As if toxic COVID jabs and Bidenflation, skyrocket inflation were not enough to sicken and bankrupt minorities across America, the new Biden regime wants to bankrupt and starve out the Navajo nations by restricting them from leasing their land to gas and oil companies, all in the name of another Ponzi scheme called climate change. That's exactly what that whole thing is. It's another Ponzi scheme, that whole climate change movement.
There's a big story out. UN chief declares fossil fuels are incompatible with human survival. You know, the Secretary General of the UN, Antonio Guterres, they had a big conference, and he's talking about fossil fuels. He said, folks, you have to understand they're incompatible with human survival. All of this action must be global. It must be immediate, and it must start with the polluted heart of the climate crisis, the fossil fuel industry. Well, first, let's start with some truth, Pastor Ernie. There isn't any such thing as a fossil fuel. We know oil comes from methane gas that's been under heat and pressure, produces oil and natural gas. It originates from methane gas deep in the earth, and we know this because there were large oil fields that they thought they had depleted all the oil, and those fields have refilled themselves. And we haven't had any dead, dying dinosaurs in jungles for a long time.
Are you sure? Because I heard Carl Sagan say, you know, that a long time ago you had all these dinosaurs, and they had this calling, and they all came to a place, and one by one, they died, and one laid on top of the other, and it died, another laid on top of it, and it died, till they had this huge, huge mound of dinosaurs, and then lo and behold, they turned into oil, okay?
Yeah, and all the trees fell on top of them. Yeah, right. You know, I live out in the country, an animal dies, and it's not long before scavengers come by, whether it's coyotes or foxes or eagles or crows or whatever, you know, and they eat, they devour the flesh. Other animals come, chew up all the bones, and usually the only thing you can find left are some fur pieces of hide and maybe a few teeth.
Well, you know what, Joe, though, that's exactly what's happening. That's what the homeless are doing in San Francisco. They're doing the same thing. Whenever they find something dead there, it's dinner.
Yeah. But the point is, this it's never been, and you can ask anybody in the oil industry, when they go looking for oil, They are looking for deposits down deep. They look for methane gas. They look for leakages, for natural gas, different things. It's been a known scientific fact for, 60, 70 years. But
well, for at least 50 years since we've been on the radio, we've had several geologists on here, and they've said we've always known that the earth is producing oil. It's the earth that produces oil. Not a whole lot of dead dinosaurs.
Do you think maybe God had something to do with that? I mean, just it keeps producing. I remember back when I was a child, I heard them talking about the, we were at peak oil. All the oil is being used up. We're using the last of the oil. Well, I've heard that now, five, six times. We're at peak oil, peak oil, peak oil. And now we find out now we have more oil than ever before on Earth. There's more natural gas.
And Eugenia in New York pledges 30, and Tom in Michigan pledges 100. Thank you, thank you. All right. Go ahead at 888-281-1110. We've got approximately 25 minutes here. Folks, we got to hear from you. 888-677-9673. 888. We need a couple matching of that 1,000. We need a couple 1,000 matches. And so we're running out of time. We'll be here till midnight. We'll be able to take your calls right up until midnight. So you got to help us out on this one. Marxist Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg, was sued. After refusing to release Trump prosecution records. Full details of lawsuits included here. Fox News exclusively reported that the Marxist Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg is owned by George Soros. Yeah. He's George Soros. Well, what do you call somebody that sells their body, sells themselves cheap?
It's called a whore.
Oh, and so that's exactly what Soros went looking for. So how would you like to be?
He's a whoremonger, and he finds the whores, and he pays them well, doesn't he?
Yeah. Would you have a hard time living with that? I mean, I would have a hard time living with that, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I couldn't. You and I already know we couldn't. It wouldn't be a hard time. It would not be possible.
To sell yourself like that for... And knowing, letting people that you know are stone guilty off, fighting to let the wicked, the ungodly, the guilty off, and then prosecuting like this Marine fellow that they're trying to prosecute for saving people's lives from one of his guilty people, right?
Right. Well, I look at it this way. You have spent 50 years of your life spending probably more time than most people do at work just on the radio ministry without being paid. And you wouldn't have done that all these years if you were driven by a lust for money, power, or anything else. These other people are bought and paid for whores because, well, they want the money, the power, the prestige, so they sell their soul. We, in a way, are bought and paid for lobbyists, but we're bought and paid for with the blood of the Lamb, and we have given ourselves to Him, and He has asked us to be watchmen on the wall, and He's asked us to do these different things, and that's why we're here, not because we're paid, but we are, in that sense, bought and paid for by the blood.
You know, isn't it a good thing to be able to, when you go to bed at night, go to sleep without having a guilty conscience, knowing that today I did the very best that I can. The very first thing I do in the morning, what we all should do, and the last thing at night, is we call upon the name of the Lord. And God gave us His best, and He requires that we do that. And so it's a lot easier. It's really easy to go to bed at night knowing you've done the best you could today. You've done the right things, things that were the right things. He can't do that, can he? Alvin Bragg can't do that. He knows
I don't know what
his God, George Soros, that white supremacist with all of the money that bought him. We were bought with the blood of Christ. Bragg's bought, he's bought with Soros' money, isn't he?
Yeah, and that's pretty dirty money, too. It's done by cheating, deception, corruption.
Hang tight, we'll be back right after this.
A little girl lay dying. She was only 8 years old. She said, I want to see the preacher. So they left them alone. Will you make me a promise? She said as he walked in. He said, tell me what I can do. She said this to him.
The pain that he had to bear. Tell mom and dad about heaven above. Heaven, they can see me there. Tell mom and dad about Jesus. Tell them all he's done for them. Tell mom and dad about Jesus, please, so I'll see them.
She said, I know I'm dying, but that's not why I'm sad. I know I'll go to heaven, but what about mom and dad? I told them about Jesus, but I could not make them see. So when they come to my funeral, would you do this for me?
Tell mom and dad about Jesus and all the pain that he had to bear. Tell mom and dad about heaven above. Tell them they can see me there. Tell mom and dad about Jesus. Tell them what he's done for them. Tell mom and dad about Jesus, please, so I'll see them again.
She said they dropped me off at Sunday school, and I'm so glad they did. But how great it would have to be in a church service with them. She said, promise me you'll tell them. As she faded off to sleep, he said, sweetheart, don't worry. That's a promise that I'll keep.
The pain that he had to bear. Tell mom and dad about heaven above. Tell them they can see me there. Tell mom and dad about Jesus. Tell them what he's done for them. Tell mom and dad about Jesus, please, so I'll see them. Tell mom and dad about Jesus, please, so I'll see them again.
All right, Jen in Minnesota pledges 100, and Marilyn in California pledges 100. Thank you, Jen, and thank you, Marilyn. All righty, we have Pastor Hal joining us now, and we are at the about the 17-minute mark at 888. 677-9673 or 888-281-1110. And so, welcome aboard, Pastor Hal.
Thank you. Thank you. How much more do you need to get in tonight?
Well, 3,700.
Well, I pray that people will do it. You know, like I said the other night, when you give to the Lord, that's permanent. You know, you never lose what you give to the Lord.
That's what we do for the Lord is never in vain, is it?
No. 1 Corinthians 15:58 says that.
Yep. Be sure that what you do, know that what you've done in the Lord is never in vain. That's absolutely right. And everything we do here is to further the cause of Christ, is it not?
Amen. Only one life to live is going to be passed.
Alrighty.
Only what's done for Christ to last.
Amen. Here we go. We just got this breaking news. The FBI was biased against Trump. Confirmed by, no
That's
kidding.
Breaking news.
This is breaking news. Okay.
Okay.
The FBI was, in fact, biased in its attack on President Trump. I guess he's saying it again. Donald Trump, during the 2016 election, when the Bureau worked with the DOJ, that's the Department of Injustice, and the communist candidate Hillary Clinton's campaign to falsify the Russiagate collusion claims against him. And that was Special Counsel Durham. It all came out. As much as Hillary tried to hide it, it all came out, didn't it? And so,
well, the truth is out there, but that still the Democrats are in denial. They're still lying about it. Like we said earlier, Schitt is still talking about Trump and Russia collusion.
But nobody's believing them anymore. I mean, there are way too many outlets. We have now with AM Talk Radio and the Internet and all the different programs, the mainstream, if you call it the communist country media, they have lost all credibility. I mean, it's got to be hard for them. I mean, can you imagine working for the mainstream media, being in a grocery store someplace and having people come up to you saying, why don't you report this? Why aren't you reporting what's happening with Biden? Can you imagine that? What are they going to do? Their face turns red and they got to try to get out of there, don't they?
That's a beautiful thought, but I have a feeling that most of them live in very liberal concaves and don't have to deal with the average, everyday American that's upset about what's going on.
Well, no, they know better, because every now and then what will happen is one of them will say, I can't do it anymore. I just cannot do it, like all the whistleblowers in the FBI now and the DOJ. They just say, you know what? We just can't turn a blind eye. Now, you've got a number of them coming out on the IRS, talking about how they weaponized the IRS against us. O'Keefe drops biggest story yet. BlackRock recruiter spills info on company's world impact. He says, if you got $10,000, you can buy a senator. That's right. This is their video. They have a video. Okay. So James O'Keefe and Keefe Media Group dropped their biggest story yet. Oh, my gosh. Released footage of BlackRock recruiter Sergey Varley spilling the beans on the company's world impact. BlackRock is one of the largest managers of $20 trillion. It manages $20 trillion and the most powerful and the most dangerous asset in investment managers in the world. Sergey Varley said BlackRock doesn't want to be in the news, and they don't want people talking about them. So it's not who the president is, it's who's controlling the wallet of the president. And BlackRock recruiter Sergey Varley told an undercover journalist. Sergey Varley said that all the financial institutes, hedge funds, BlackRock, the banks, they buy politicians, and they buy U.S. senators, and the U.S. senators are the cheapest. There you go.
Well, that ties in with something new that's going on while they're buying politicians. Remember, this whole Trump affair was when they went and took the dossier that Hillary Clinton funded and that the British spy made up stuff on Trump, and they took it to the FISA court, and they got surveillance, wiretaps, and all that. Well,
they found out it's too hard to do that. They have to lie, cheat, steal to do it. So now the people in government, the different spy agencies, are spying on the people, but because it's so hard to get a search warrant, what they're now doing is that these agencies are purchasing private data about every American from the corporations and entities that exist out there. They've taken all our data, so they're buying from all these Silicon Valley organization businesses that hold all this information. And they can find out almost anything they need to know about you if they want, just by buying the information. And they don't have to go and get a FISA warrant. They don't have to do any investigation. They just spend some of the money they have, and they collect all this data. They look at what your phone calls, your web browsing, where you go, who you talk to, what you say, your emails, your phone calls, and they just buy it. So they don't need to spy anymore. They just need to buy. Isn't that wonderful?
Well, it's kind of what it says in Daniel chapter 12, verse 4, isn't it? That in the last days, it says everything will be sped up, knowledge will be increased rapidly, huh? So it doesn't say the truth will be increased. It says knowledge, information.
Knowledge. Yeah, information, facts, and figures. That's not necessarily truth, but it is knowledge, right?
888-281, folks, we're really running short. We really got to hear from you. 1110, 888-281, 1110. This is getting, we're dangerously close to having the worst night ever tonight. 888-677-9673. We got to hear from you. You got to help us. We will never quit. We won't give up because there's no quit here. There's no quit here. We could certainly use your help. We have never, ever stood down. We've never given you anything but our best. Right now, we need for you to do the same for us right now. Here it is, Joe. Is the transgender craze losing steam? Gallup poll finds most people. Check this out, Joe. Most people are sick and tired of LGBT pride. No kidding.
Yep. No kidding. People, everyone I meet is sick and tired of having it shoved down our throats. And especially when they started going after the children, that was it for most of the rednecks and people I know. They are angry, they are fed up, and they want no more of it, and they want no more like the, what's her name, in the Bud Light commercials. If they never see her, him, her, whatever it is again, they will be very happy.
Bud Light, I mean, Anheuser-Busch has really lost a bundle. They're still losing money on there. And they're trying to...
I've got an article that said he's desperate. They're writing letters to customers. We hear you. They're starting a new plan. They've got a three-point plan of action to save the brand. And they're putting out all kinds of new things, but so far the people aren't buying it. They say it's too little, too late, and they've already switched, and most people are not going back. They say they wouldn't be caught dead with a Bud Light.
Now, and the same thing's happening over at Target stores. They're getting pretty empty over at the Target stores, and that's good. I'm hoping people will boycott Target, and...
Yeah.
And Kohl's, too, that they would bulk, we need to let them know, you go woke, you go broke, right?
Broke, exactly. I think that's the best way people can fight back. Where you shop, in places you can be proud to walk in and deal with your local small businesses, your neighbors, friends, people you know.
You know, you don't want to walk into a store and have drag queens and sodomy shoved in your face. And this is what this article says. It says, despite the constant in-your-face drag queen shows and pride parades that aim to desensitize and soften up the nation to accept transgenderism and pedophilia. Oh, that's where they're really heading. They're pushing hard. They want to legalize pedophilia. The Democrats want to legalize pedophilia. And it goes on to say, Here, a new Gallup poll has found the public support for all of this insanity is cratering. They call it cratering. An overwhelming majority of Americans, the poll found, believe that only men should play on men's sports teams and only women should play on women's sports teams. You know what, Joe? I figured something out. That's why they call them men's teams, and that's why they call them women's teams. You know? What do you think, Hal?
Yeah, you're right.
All right, there you go. And to claim that a man is a woman or vice versa is simply not as in vogue as the LGBT lobby is attempting to make it. In other words, people are fed up with the filth. They're fed up with the insanity, okay? And, you know, it's an interesting thing because these ugly, mentally challenged people, perverted, I should say, instead of mentally challenged, I just should say reprobate individuals, call themselves drag queens. All they're doing is making fun of women. All they are doing, you know, here, and that's, they're degrading. They're degrading women.
Because look at their behavior. It's overtly sexual. It's crude. It's rude. Everything about it is degrading. Why would women want to watch? Why would they think it's interesting? Why would they take children to something that degrades themselves? I just don't understand it at all.
Well, in these sports here, these guys on these swim teams and the women's track teams, they have access to the women's locker room and they parade themselves naked around in front of these women. You know, and it's just when the women are in there, and again, it's more and more insulting and degrading. And they've got the full support of the feminists. The full support of the feminists say, let's degrade women. Now, there you go. That's smart, right?
I think it's some of the craziest stuff I've heard, and I've been around this world a long time, and it's about as stupid and crazy as anything.
You know, they consider Kamala Harris to be a great intellectual.
Oh, that's a joke. Hmm.
What do you think of that? What do you, I mean, so now, and look, look.
Morons think she's an intellectual.
I'm wondering, I got this right. We're going to war against people that don't know what a woman is. We're going to war against people that don't know what gender they are, or they're not sure of what gender. We're going to war against people that think men can give birth to babies. You see, if you're giving birth to a baby, listen, I know about this because I've studied this and I've got the inside out. If you're giving birth to a baby, you're not a man. Trust me on this. You're not a man, right? Do you guys know of any anyone other than a woman that's ever given birth to a baby?
Nope.
You have to have a womb, and to have a womb, you have to have female genes, RNA, DNA, you know. There's no other way.
Now, here's another one. Would you want to be around anyone that's uglier than we are than gives birth to a baby?
You had to bring that image up, didn't you?
And there you go. All right. Mike in California pledges 100, and Mary pledges 50. We're running. We're just about out of time. How much time do I have here? Okay, Hal, you've got 4 minutes. Can you give an invitation quickly?
Sure. You know, it's through Jesus Christ that all things consist and have their being. And as a person turns their back on Jesus Christ, their mind starts to go. You know, it's Jesus that gives us the sanity we have and the knowledge and the perspective on life and everything else. And when a person rebels against him, they're just throwing away all their sanity, their shame, their concept of what's right, what's wrong. And they're just headed straight for a Christless hell for all eternity. And the Bible says, you know, what profits a man if he gain the whole world and lose his soul? And that's what this whole woke Democrat Antichrist thing, they just got to realize that, you know, everything that they steal through killing and everything else and fraud and lying, you know, it's going to go up in flames along with them too. And, you know, they just, it's insanity to the max. But, you know, if you want to avoid hell, there's one way. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me, John 14:6. And, you know, you can try your good works and everything else, but your good works won't get you to heaven. All your good works won't wash away one sin to get you into heaven. The only thing that will wash away your sins is the blood of Jesus Christ, Ephesians 1:7, in whom we have redemption through his blood. And it's a free gift. Jesus did all the work necessary for your salvation. God was allowing him to pay the payment in full for every sin you and I have ever done. God's righteousness demanded sin be paid for, but his love entered into it in that he allowed Jesus Christ to transfer your guilt and mine upon himself. And so when Jesus died on that cross, he was paying the payment in full. God was allowing him to transfer your guilt onto his son Jesus. And when Jesus said, it is finished, that means all the work necessary for your redemption and mine has been accepted by God. But that don't become ours automatically. John 1:12 said, but as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God. And Luke 13:3 says that except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. And the problem with this country right now and the people in it, they don't want to repent. They want saved from their sins, but they don't want to repent to get saved. They don't want to get right with God. They want to feed their sinful flesh and think everything's going to turn out okay. And they're in for a rude awakening. If this country doesn't repent, and if you don't repent of your sins and get right with God, you're headed for destruction. And once you die without Jesus, there's no second chances. So God hears me talking to you right now. God knows what's going through your mind and through your heart right now. And if you want to tell God that you're sorry about the fact you're a sinner, Romans 10:13 says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. The call means to pray. That's you talking to God. He's knocking at the door of your heart right now. He can force his way in, but salvation wouldn't be a gift. And Ephesians 2:8 says it's a free gift.
1 minute left.
If you want Jesus in your heart, ask him to come in right now. Let's say a prayer together, and you ask him to come into your heart. Dear God, pray this prayer. Dear God, please forgive me, a sinner. I believe that you died on that cross and shed your blood to save my soul, that you transferred my guilt and my sins upon yourself, and you paid the payment in full. And Lord Jesus, I believe that only through you can I be saved, and I here and now ask you to come into my heart and save my soul. Give to me right now, Lord Jesus, the payment you paid for me on that cross, and I'll give you all the praise for it and all the glory forever and ever in Jesus' name. Amen. Go ahead, Pastor.
Amen. Thanks. Folks, we're going to be here again right up until midnight. So if you care at all for three old veterans that have given their all for their country, for their God and country, we got to hear from you. We really do. You got about 7 minutes left. And I'll just sit here, and we'll look at these phone lines to see if they light up. And, you know, we know what it's like. We may be old and worn out and maybe even used to rejection, but we still have hope. So we'll be waiting for you.
Amen.
We've got, I got to say right now, good night. Say good night.
Good night.
God bless.
God bless.
God bless.
And always keep fighting the fight.
Fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
When I grow up, I want to work for a woke company, like super woke.
When I grow up,
I want to be hired based on what I look like
rather than my skills.
I want to be judged by my political beliefs.
I want to get promoted
based on my chromosomes.
When I grow up,
I want to be offended
by my coworkers
and walk around the office
on eggshells
and have my words policed
by HR.
Words like
grandfather,
peanut gallery.
Long time no see.
No can do.
When I grow up,
I want to be obsessed with emotional safety
and do workplace sensitivity training
all day long.
When I grow up, I want to climb the corporate ladder.
Just by following the crowd.
I want to be a conformist.
I want to weaponize my pronouns. What are pronouns?
It's time to grow up and get back to work. Introducing the number one woke-free job board in America, RedBalloon.work.